Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times you're living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be good evening to all listeners. Thank God for another Saturday. It's always a privilege to come your way. I'm Eben. I'll be with you from now till 9 p.m. And we've been having this interesting discussion for the last 2 weeks. I've had the SU, Ashanti Wagin, one of the executives, joining, and we've been going through very, very insightful discussions, and I believe people are learning a lot. We are continuing tonight. We've had the first two editions last week and last 2 weeks. We've been talking about the problems, the negatives, the things happening. Tonight we'll continue, and then we'll also delve into the way forward, the solution for parents and all that. So I believe if you've tuned in, you can share with other parents that you know on your platforms or wherever that they should. You see, a lot of parents have no idea what's happening in the schools. They are just in the dark and they just don't know. So when some people hear the things being said on this program, it's like, this is serious. Yes, indeed, it's very serious. And that's the reason why we are bringing it out. We are talking about it to let parents be enlightened so that it guides in communication, it guides in prayer, it guides in counseling. And I believe that's the whole essence of these things that we do on Spirit FM. All right, so thank you for tuning in, and we would be going through a brief the news. A lot happening in the news. We've been following the international news. The Russia war seems to be something else, and you know, they keep bombing, and America has withdrawn their support for Ukraine, and this whole thing is just something. You just wonder. But you know, the Hamas is also refusing to release some of the hostages. US Trump has threatened, and they are calling his bluff. And I mean, it's as if we are entering a season where you can liken it as a season of unpredictables. I mean, you just can't predict exactly how things will turn out to be and how things will shape out to be. But and it's very important we understand the times we are in. For the purpose of this series we are on, so I've suspended the detailed news like discussions, because we really want to exhaust the time fully. The 1 hour is even too small. So we really want to go in deeply for these discussions. That's why the last two editions and tonight, the news is just, let's share with it a bit. This is more important than the news. We can always get the news. We can always talk about it. All right. So this evening too, I have Pastor Billy Bones joining, and we are going to continue our discussion. So good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. People have been shocked and surprised by some of the things they are hearing. I mean, because seriously, a lot of the things is, for some, yes, they may have heard about, but there are many who it's a first timer. I mean, first time they are hearing it, and the shock some are expressing is something. And this evening, you just mentioned, I was talking about the drug. I've been reading and seeing about it. I mean, the red, Winim Red 225 or something. Now this drug that is causing a lot of mayhem in our system now, the youth are on it and all. But you said something which just, I mean, another shocker again. I mean, let's start from there.
Yeah, this Tramadol drug. Mm-hmm. You know, they have the one that you call it red. And then I think it's about 250
mg. Yeah.
And that one is more powerful. And you know, that is the trending
right now. So that's the red to Unim red.
Unim red.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I've red. Seen online. I was
yes. And
week,
I think there's
checking.
A song.
Song, grammar.
Yes. Aha.
Yeah.
Yes. A popular song. So Unim red.
Ah.
So, red 225. That is the 250.
Oh.
MGEX. Uh-huh. So that is it. And it's a popular song and a popular slogan as well. Now, to the parents, I think on the 15th, if I'm right, on the 15th, there's going to be a party, red party, red night party. And they are selling t-shirts, not only in Kumasi, but Accra.
No, but for t-shirts to be sold...
Yes.
Then what's the BNI or now NIB and the police CID? I mean, what are they doing about it then?
That is the issue. That's the issue that we have.
Seriously.
Yes, because I think that our institutions need to wake up.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
Our institutions need to be, they need to wake up. They are aware of some of the things going on.
But they are not proactive.
They are just looking on. They are not doing anything about it.
Wow.
So on the 15th, there's going to be Red Night Party. Accra, they are selling t-shirts. Kumasi, they are selling the t-shirts. And I think it's coming from Kumasi.
Hmm.
Kumasi here. And the t-shirt, they have red one, they have white, they have black.
Mm.
And they have written, Winim Red, Red Night Party. So that day, that night, is going to be full of this red 250. And it's also going to be a night where they are going to have a lot of sex. The ladies that are coming,
what?
They are going to have
they
sex.
They are all prepped for it.
Yes, uh-huh. So girls are coming. Guys also know that when they come,
oh, yeah,
the ladies are also going to be there.
All the girls that come are loose girls.
So people are really, really preparing for that night. A lot of people are preparing for this night. And they are happening. you need to get a coat. They have to give you a code before
members
they will
only.
Even give you direction. Yeah, that is how they do it, even with the Rainbow Party and other parties. So they give you a code.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a code, you pay, they give you a code, and they give you direction to the place. Other than that, you would know the direction.
Oh, but I mean, if authorities want to clamp down on this, it's so
oh,
easy.
Oh, sure,
to,
definitely
it's
can
very
do
easy
that.
To.
Yes,
I mean,
definitely
know this.
They can do that.
Oh yeah,
if only they are going to do that. But those who are going for that program,
uh-huh.
It means that you need to get a code. You pay, they give you a code, and the direction is also given to you. Then you come there the whole night. It's full of red 225.
Wow.
And then it's also like the girls are also going to be there, and I mean you can have sex with them as any girl that you want. So once you enter, the girls are free of charge. So you
them.
Pay, you know, when they make the payment, it includes the girls.
Huh?
Yes. Oh, the pool party, you know, anytime you see a pool party free for ladies is free, it means what it means is that
they are
so,
for sale.
Yes, uh-huh. So this is how they go about it. So ooh, if boy. You are going, you pay like 1,000 cedis.
Hey,
yes, you pay like 1,000 cedis pool party. Ladies free if you're a lady, but once you go in there, okay, when you pay the 1,000, you have drinks.
Wow.
And you have ladies.
Wow.
And you know, sometimes some of the pool itself, there's no water in it.
Uh-uh.
Yes, the pool party, sometimes they don't have any water in it.
Into your pool, no way.
That is where they have sex. So the pool party, you know, is a pool like they are going to swim. That is not the main agenda. Like, it's not about swimming, but it's about having sex. And the pool itself is dry. So you can have sex inside and around once you go there. And they also see, you don't go there with phone.
So that nobody records?
No pictures, no video. So the party, the birthday parties where they do all kinds of things, pool parties, and no video. No pictures. So before you enter, they have to
reception.
Seize your phone. Yes, they have to take your phone so they don't go in to take any pictures.
Parents have a lot of work to do in this generation. I mean, recently I was giving a talk somewhere and I was saying that the I mean, I've been saying it for those who have been listening to me on this program for all these years. I keep saying that parenting in this generation is completely different from all previous generations because the things that we have to confront as parents largely didn't exist in previous generations of parenting.
Yeah.
And it keeps compounding in multiple folds every year.
Every day.
It's becoming... I mean, seriously, it's something that now to be an ignorant parent, I think, is the most dangerous thing to do as a parent. Like, if you are ignorant about the systems, what is happening in the schools, what is happening in the society, what is happening online, to be a good, spiritually sound, physically, socially sound parent, to really do well as a parent, all-round parenting, then you really need to be above board. In terms of, because where we are now, yes, prayer is important. We have to pray. We have to be praying and all. But it goes beyond prayer as well. You see, because there's a level of knowledge you need to even guide you in the prayer. Mm. There's a level of knowledge you need to be able to counsel and advise. Because prayer is one aspect of it.
Yeah.
But there should be communication.
Sure.
If you don't know something, how do you communicate about it? Yeah, how do you advise about it? So these are the challenges of parenting, which I believe parents should be very interested in these topics and these programs to know more and learn more. And I think SU should think about it. You are here. So, I mean, when I talk to you about it, it's SU here. It's you are SU. So
yes,
it's time SU now designs programs for parents. I believe over the years it's been the focus is the children. Parents come in doing critical counseling or issues, but now I believe SU should start doing, as you do rallies for the students, there should be rallies purely for parents to educate them, like as we are doing on this program, for instance.
Yeah,
and guide.
You are right. I think that we need to do more education in the churches.
Yeah.
So that they will know what is happening.
Yeah.
Because we go to the schools every day. So we know what is happening.
Yeah.
And I think that with this, a lot of parents will get to know things that are happening in their schools.
Yeah.
So we need to really partner with churches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what we are currently doing. We are now mobilizing counselors.
Yeah.
Just as you are aware, last week, weekend, we had a program mission, and cases that came before us, those who were into masturbation, we had over 200 of such cases. Those who were into occultism, we had, I think, about almost about 100.
Hey.
Yes. And, you know, when you have discussion with them, they tell you that I belong to this group, because they have different kinds of groups.
Yes, yeah.
I belong to this group. So those who didn't even come for when they did the water call, those who didn't come forward, they were even more than those who came.
Oh yeah.
So, which means that we have a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in terms of human resources, we are limited.
Yeah.
Yes. So what we are trying to do is to mobilize people who would help us when we go for missions, so that there can be a lot of counselors, so that we can be able to counsel more students. Then after that, we will also look at the education aspect in partnership with churches, so that they will also, they'll be enlightened to know things that are happening in their schools. But what we have at hand is even more than we can handle. You go there in the morning, you go there early morning, after program Friday night, Saturday, you have to sit in throughout to sometimes about 9, sometimes about 10 before you leave there. Go there in the morning, because the cases are many. And what helps us is that after the program, we go for, we do a follow-up. We do follow-up. So the follow-ups help us to be able to reach those that we couldn't reach out to.
Yeah.
So you are right. We need to really design a program to enlighten parents on things that are happening. And I think that we really appreciate Spirit FM, and especially you, for giving us this opportunity, because we've had a lot of calls, parents talking about this program that's really helping them to know things, because they are really shocked, like you said, getting to know that a lot of things they thought that it is okay in schools, but that is not the case. So parents are being enlightened now. They are getting to know. So as you suggested, we also look at it and then see, but we need more hands, people to join us to do that.
And I believe with this platform, we'll get, we'll talk about it to get those interested
to, yes,
get in touch, so that at least you can create a pool of numbers, a pool of people. So if you just alert them ahead of time, you are this weekend, so those available can volunteer to be around, because the issue is, it's worrying. This week I saw a video, one of the schools in Ashanti region, and I think they were, it's the Intercor, one of the Intercor videos as to exactly where they took it at. But the contest is Intercor talking type of thing, and I see this little boy holding a knife, and they are threatening, if the teachers do this they will see. I mean, and I watched the video with sadness in my heart, because I couldn't imagine this when we were in secondary school at that time. I mean, you see, at the time I said it, yes, we've always had bad boys in school, but the level and the type of bad things we are seeing openly being displayed on camera, it's worrying.
I think that I think Christian schools, churches that have schools should really set up.
Indeed.
We shouldn't allow government to really run our schools.
Yeah.
What I mean is that the school belongs to us.
Yeah. The discipline should
upheld. Should work.
The standard should be upheld. Yeah.
Because it's like I know this person. This person is my father. This and that kind of thing. And this thing is really destroying.
They're destroying the schools.
There was this lady. She had completed nursing, and she told me something. She said that she had a mate, and the mate went out without permission.
Is he at all? Okay.
She did that first, second, and third time.
Yeah.
So the lady was punished. Then in the evening, the head of the institution had a call that if she want to be there,
do you know who I am?
This lady, this young girl, shouldn't be touched.
Wow, I see.
According to the girl, this girl, weekend she doesn't stay on campus. She goes out.
Okay.
She doesn't learn. And she was really surprised how the lady even passed her exams. And she was saying that she was saying that the lady is connected, I think, one of the politicians.
Oh, and I said, why the problem?
And the lady said something, that she's a nurse, by saying that anybody who is going to any hospital should pray to God that you don't meet such a nurse.
Yeah.
You don't meet such a nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you can even die.
To interject briefly, there's a case my wife told me of. I mean, she went to work somewhere, and the man was complaining bitterly about the standards that have fallen and all that. But the man was saying that his own niece nearly killed the man's, the man's mother, because the prescription,
yes,
the dosage, the prescription,
yes, the administration, the numbers, of the drugs, they
she couldn't integrate the numbers. And see, somebody very poor in maths, and even the numbers on the prescription, she confused it and gave the mother overdose. Just as somebody's own house issue that she was he was talking about. So I told my wife, and my wife was telling me about it. We're discussing these issues.
And we have more of such people in the system. Such people in the system. So if we don't sit up, we are going to kill ourselves, because we are getting older every day. Now, as you get old, you go to hospital. Going to hospital, these are the people you have produced, and they are going to take care of you. So as you get old, you go to hospital, you are going to meet what you have produced, and they are going to take care of you. So we are not safe. So we think that it is nothing. But at the end of the day, we are going to pay a price for
that. Because the problem starts from the lower level, translates projects into the SS, and then into the universities. I know a lecturer in one of the, I mean, the medical schools in the country. She told me, we were chatting one-on-one, she told me that she fears for the future. Because when she looks at the students they are producing to be doctors now, she is a lecturer at the medical school. She is worried about the standard, the mindset, their attitude, and all. You see, so, you see, this whole thing is the offshoots. It's an offshoot of the problem at the secondary schools.
Yes.
Into the university.
And even JHS now.
Yes. Yeah. So, you see, if we don't address this morality and social canker that people think, it's just school life. What is happening now is not just the ordinary school life, quote unquote, like years back where school life, I mean, they'll mature, they'll be serious. But now,
no, it has gone beyond school life.
They've decided that they don't want to be serious in life.
It's now, for the ladies, it's about money.
Oh, yes.
For the ladies, iPhone. It's about phone.
iPhone.
For the ladies, it's about fun.
Yeah.
When they are in school, some of them also want protection. They want protection. As they go out, they don't know, you know, they go out for this party thing.
Yeah.
So they don't know the kind of man they are going to meet out there. So they want something to protect them in case something is going to happen to them. And when they are also on campus, they also want their guys to protect them.
Yeah.
For their guys, they want to show that they have power. For the guy, the ladies have their own problem, and the girls also have their own problem. So for the boys, they want to show off. They want people to know that they are so powerful that nobody can control them. So they want to have power. They go in for whatever. Now they also want to pass their exams. And they also want quick money.
And they don't want to learn.
So when it's getting closer to exams time, that is where they have to go and sleep at cemetery. They have to, and it works. Sometimes it works for them.
Sometimes, yes, yeah.
They don't learn, and yet they're able to. According to some of them that we've spoken to, they said that, I mean, you see the paper, your name on it, and the question, you go in there, and the same thing. For money, some of them have small boxes that even have snakes in it. In fact, if teachers are going to search students, I tell you, they will see a lot of things.
But would they be able to even succeed in searching? Because this week, one of the schools, I was told a teacher was, trying to control some boys prep time, and one came from behind, pushed him to the floor, got wounded, his phone destroyed, and they ran away. You see, so when they felt threatened, like something, they're about to be exposed or something, they don't mind even killing you.
Yeah, they will.
That's
they will
because kill you. The type of students, the type of behavior, the drugs, this red, all these things, and
yeah, they won't take alcohol for people to know that they've taken alcohol. So when they take,
they don't care. Yeah,
yes, and that one, it's too extreme. So they do things that they will not even see themselves doing it by the time they realize. Yes. I mean, they have done. Just this evening when I was coming, I wanted to buy water, and there's a supermarket, I don't want to mention the place, and there's a spot there, and I saw a gentleman lying there, just lying there, and I think it wasn't alcohol,
it was red. Yeah, I saw some of the videos this week. It's very worrying. One girl, I saw one secondary school, she's in a uniform, and she's just uncontrollable, just moving the head, and I said, hey, I mean, what is happening?
And another thing that is also happening, we think that it's just for them to trend. But it goes beyond that. Mm-hmm. You know, you see the young girls, I mean, students on campus, they would dress like boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that one, it's not just for trending.
Yeah.
There's something behind it.
Oh, it's spiritual.
Yes, there's something behind it.
The spirit of transgender.
So that one, we also really
need the spirit of transgender.
Because thought that, oh, they want to trend, and therefore they will just video themselves. And no, it goes beyond that. People are pushing an agenda.
Yeah.
That is what they are doing in school.
Yeah.
Why should a lady dress like a guy?
No, a guy.
Walking like a guy.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some of the videos, yes, where the girls want, they virtually see, when I saw some of the videos, as soon as I saw, I said, no, you see, this transgender thing we talk about, in a very subtle and deceptive, mm-hmm, way,
yes,
the devil is bringing it into our schools. So it's not like the US where they are doing surgeries, changing the organs and all that, but they are starting it from a very subtle, I mean, quote unquote, harmless angle. There's nothing wrong. I mean, just look around the hairstyle issue now. Look at the number of males who want to look like females by doing the hair.
Yes.
Just look at it now. Braiding the hair, wanting to look like... You see, so... And I keep asking myself that, wow, this thing... You see, it's a very subtle transgender thing, no? So, yeah, the person... I mean, it's not doing surgery to change the body, but why do you want to feel like or look like a female? That's the question. Why do you want to look like a female? Ultimately, that's the aim, to look like a female. So either dressing like or braiding the hair, having the hair to looking like a female. And look at the way it's trending. Look at the way it's trending. So in the midst of all these things, from your experience over the years now, let's go through, what do you advise parents start doing?
If you are sending your ward to school,
mm-hmm,
try as much as possible to get a teacher who is a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And they would help you to get somebody. They know the good students and they, yeah, know the, oh yes, the bad one. So they will help you to get a very good student, not a bad one, for your child. Because, you know, when they get to first year, that is where most of them are being introduced into all these things.
Yeah,
so you go there, yeah, I mean, school father, school mother. So the lady says, I want to protect you. Your school mother will be protecting you. And that is where they introduce them, yeah, and initiate them into. So if you're a boy, you know, your school father, hey, he's my son. And he is protecting you, and as he's protecting you, he will be fearsome. Yeah. They want people to fear you. Therefore they said, okay, I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for you. But you also need to do it. Get to a point where you can do it yourself, that nobody can bully you.
Mm.
Aha. So then gradually they introduce you into it. For the boys, they say, oh, I mean, you can become powerful. You don't even have to bother yourself to learn. You can win a lot of girls. I'm going to teach you. This is what you can do. You do A, B, C, D. So when they come first year, they introduce them. And for the ladies, my school daughter, and then she start giving you things. We should teach our children to be content with whatever they have.
Seriously.
And that is where the problem is.
That's where the materialism.
Yes. So a young girl go to school and they start giving you provisions, they will give you things. Meanwhile, you have some, but they will give you more.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will start giving you money. And they will tell you that, I can show you how you can get more.
Yeah, the iPhone, I work at home. I don't cry, I don't kill
it. So they introduce you. That is where some will give you iPhone. They will send you money. They said that WhatsApp group, they use the phone to join the WhatsApp group.
Or Telegram.
Yes. So you join. And then it will start from there, because that is where they say, oh, we are going out and we are going to enjoy. And they know their ways out when they're on campus. I mean,
that one. The security men always bribe them.
So they use that one to introduce you. They will send you pictures. They will send you videos. See people having fun. And once you see the money, sometimes they can give you about 100 cedis. When they are introducing you, they can give you 500, they can give you even as much as 1,000 cedis.
And for a student,
oh, just
a student,
they will tell you that you can get more.
Yeah, it's big money because.
Yes. So where are you going to get it from? Oh, let's go out.
Yeah.
And as you go, that is where they start. And some of them, this lesbianism thing is not a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's not a new thing. But for others too, for their boys, those who are also selling their sperms for money, so they say, oh, I mean, just bring your sperm and you can get money.
No,
they will do that. So they are showing them how to get money quick.
And but this money quick thing is, you know, because you see, I sometimes, once I'm around Ahojo side and I park to buy something from a shop, and then this Ben C class parked in front of me, and when they got down, I mean, you can just see girls, the ages 17, 18, that range. I mean, you can see that they are older teens, like young guys and young boys. And one was just wearing boxers. No singlet, nothing. Got down from the car holding like a plastic bottle, plastic cup. I mean, the contents, they are drinking something, and they entered the shop. And whilst I was in the shop, and it's like, I felt so worried as to, for you to even walk in boxes out of wherever you are into a car, and then you are outside in town and you are just walking out just boxes, and it tells you the influence the person is under.
Yeah,
because no right thinking boy, I mean, will step out in public in boxes alone. But so I look at it, and it's like, I mean, they, of course, always the Mercedes-Benz, they don't license it. DV.
Yes, they don't license it.
They, yeah. It's like, this is
scientific. And there's also an incentive if you also bring in somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring in somebody, they have money for you.
Oh.
Yes. So, I mean, if you're a girl, if you bring your friends, they will give you money. So, if you bring one person, they can give you like 1,000, 2,000.
So we in Japan,
we are, yes, they are really doing that. So you go there, you bring in somebody. So that's where they do the, they go for the party and they do the threesome or whatever. That, because you've brought in people and they have to reward you for that. So parents should really monitor their kids, especially when they are on holidays. And when you also realize that your child keeps on going to visit somebody that you don't really know much about, they should be very careful, because sometimes, you know, they start in school, and when they're on vacation, that is where they also continue. When they're on vacation, you see, the monitoring system is so weak. Oh, I'm going to visit my friend, and they'll go and meet somewhere. Sometimes some of them will go to a hotel. They'll go to some guest house, they'll go and pay and do whatever they want to do. You think that that person wants to visit a friend in the house. No, that is not the case. Sometimes some of them hide behind these vacation classes, like we are doing, going for vacation classes. Some of them don't go. They go one or two, and that is the end of it. So this is the time that parents should really monitor their children, because they are doing all kinds of things, and when they are in school, you can't see that. But at least when they are home, you need to really watch out some of their movements. People who call them, do you even know their friends? Do they call? You know, and they are said that sometimes, you see, when they are talking, you are there and you don't even hear a word.
Coded messaging.
When you're talking on the phone, you cannot even hear, when yet they are talking to people.
Coded.
Yes. So when that thing is coming in, then you need to watch out.
Yeah.
So parents to monitor their kids when they are on holidays. You need to really monitor them. You need to know their friends.
That's very important. And I have this friend in the US, a very good friend, and we talk about these things, and she said in her house, all the children are teenagers. She made them understand the rule is, forget about the laws of US, forget about the laws of Texas. In this house, I'm in charge. You don't have any privacy. So she can barge into their rooms any moment, anytime, do I mean, special operation.
Yes, lift the
mattress.
That is also another thing.
Under the bed.
Yes, search, lift when bed they sheets. Are not there, you should
even,
search them.
Even when sometimes they are there, just special operation, she just comes into the room. Because she yes, and as much as, and I agree to her stance that, yes, trust your child, but don't trust your child. Mm. So this is the code she operates by. I mean, yes, I love and I trust my children, but I don't trust them. Knowing well that any surprise can be pulled out by these children in this time you are in. And I believe parents should have this code as, because if you know that surprises can come, yes, it's like you've closed one eye and one eye is a little open. That's how we should treat our children now.
So from time to time, you go and search their things when they are there. Search when they come home. Search their things, because definitely if he or she is into something, you get to know, because sometimes they have clothes that you are not even aware. Mm-hmm. And they will wear those clothes when, or dresses when they are, when you are there. You know, they had it in their bags and
take
then
it out.
Some of them will even give it to their friends to keep it for them. Mm-hmm. Yes. So you need to do that. And I think that these things will help you or save you if you do it from time to time without a child knowing that this is what you have been doing.
Yeah.
Some of them are very smart.
Mm-hmm.
They are very smart. They know what to do. And you, no matter what you do, you will never ever get to know about this thing. But at least, if you make efforts, who knows? At least you can have something to show you that, I mean, something she's going on.
So these are the physicals. But beyond this, then comes the most important one, to which a lot of parents are failing in communication. I believe it's the breaking point. That's one of the problems we have in our society today. Communication breakdown in homes, even between husbands and wives. Communication is breaking down because technology is filling the gap. Children, parents, siblings, communication is breaking down because technology is filling that gap and it's breaking down communication. And I believe parents should really be aware about the dangers this is causing. Just, I mean, this is a side issue. Just yesterday, I went to give a lecture at there was a conference, and one of the speakers present, and one of the speakers were chatting, and he was telling me a case where a child had delayed speech, 2 years and going, and couldn't communicate. I mean, talk, the speech delayed. So when the father told this friend, my friend, because of the work we do, this digital, like cyber security and child safety, internet safety, and all that we talk about, so he immediately knew the source. When the father said that, as soon as the child was started growing, I bought a tablet for her and all that, he said that is the source of the problem.
Mm.
Because the child has a tablet, you the parents, you're always on phone, you're watching football, so there's no communication. So how can the child learn how to talk? So when the tablet was taken away, the father now, or the parents now, made time to talk to the baby. She started picking up communication. You see, so technology is, yes, in as much as it's a good thing, it is causing a lot of harm in our communication at home. And this is the same happening, parents to their teenagers, communication breakdown is there, nothing. No, they don't talk about anything. Parents have no idea what their children are, I mean, nothing in their lives. Almost no communication.
They are exposed to a lot of things that parents don't even have an idea.
Oh yeah.
They are exposed. And I think that the NCA should really do something about it. And NCA should really do something about it.
The government agencies, for instance, you see, look at the, when yesterday, I mean, the conference, it came up, just giving tablets to children, the previous government policy, like they are giving tablets to the students and all that. You see, without, if you are to do that, so the Internet Safety Foundation, they wrote to the minister, they met the minister and all that, to the point where, okay, fine. So they will design a system, like an animation, so that they you can embed it in the operating system of the tablet, since it's custom made.
Okay.
So that as soon as the student starts it, the caution and advice will come, like to guide the child to know the dangers and the and all that. It wasn't done. You see, so you realize the system, the government systems or institutions are failing. They're failing us. They're failing us.
They have really failed. Because now, imagine students insulting a whole president that you are this and that and that and that, and nothing is done. So we allow them, and unfortunately, you see, they will video themselves wearing school uniforms.
Yes, yeah.
Why should they do that?
I mean,
and they are not being punished, and you have so-called human rights activists, and they will come in and say that it's against whatever, and they are destroying. Meanwhile, if something happens, then the same people will come in and begin to talk. And I think that we need to really sit up. Churches need to sit up and say that no, we are not allowing this.
Yeah.
Stakeholders of our education system, PTA, should really sit
at
up.
At least now PTA is being reinstated in secondary schools.
Yes, we need to really. Other than that, I mean, the way things are going. So there are things that parents should do when they are even at home. Your phone can use. Your child can use phone, but there should be limitations.
Communicate, yeah.
There should be limitations.
Yeah.
Just like you are saying, it can affect their speech. Now, a child who is not even talking is the phone talking to this child every day.
Tablet,
and the phone, child cannot talk to the phone. So it can affect their speech. Yes. And one thing is that these teenagers, JHS, such as when they close from school, they're in their rooms. I know a parent. When their child comes from school, straight after eating, their child goes to his room and be on the tablet. Nobody even goes to their room to check what the child is doing. So what happens to human relationship?
Oh yeah,
in terms of their development,
the social,
yes, the social interaction,
yes, breaking
because
down
you need to interact, because our upbringing or our development is not only based on education, but even in the house, our communication, our interaction with people, playing with them, talking to them, help us to learn a lot of things. But we have things outside even Ghana that they are learning on their phones. They are learning from different kinds of people, and that is what is shaping their lives.
Oh, yeah.
So you realize that your child is behaving in a certain way that you might not understand. So this is the time that parents really should have time, control the time that they use their phones, because if they don't do that, it's really going to affect them today and tomorrow.
And see, the issue of the devices, it's very sad that parents justify, but they have to call them and all that. If it's only about communication, then a young phone will do that perfectly for you. The issue is, you see, it's about communication in terms of parents discussing these issues with their children. I mean, my children, they are teenagers. They don't have phone. And this then is not a negotiable issue. They know that they are not getting phones until they finish SS. They are going to university. So they know it. It's not something that they are even... I mean, they know that this is it. Because we've talked about it. And they understand the consequences. The good, the bad, the ugly. They understand it. And you see, I mean, I addressed this when I did the digital parenting series. God willing, this week, this year, I'll be doing digital parenting again on issues to address these, teach parents some of these things again. But one thing parents should know is the developers of these devices know the consequences. So they refrain their children from having access to these things till they are matured. iPhone, the Apple, what's the name? I have forgotten his name. The one who Apple, the founder, is dead. He didn't give Apple devices to the children till they are a bit older.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, yes, thanks. he could have done custom made iPhone, custom made iPad, custom made everything Apple for them. But he said no, he knows, he didn't give it to them. Bill Gates the same, didn't give his children devices till they were a bit mature in the late teens. You see, they know these things because it's scientifically proven, the evidence is there that when you expose them, so those who are the developers of it and can even customize it, if they are not giving it to their children, and the people rather who are taking thousands of CDs to go and buy are gladly buying it without considering the effects these things can have. You see, if we don't set up, we'll look back down the line, years down the line, we'll look back and it's like we'll see the harm this has caused, because what is happening now, it's a social issue, it's a psychological issue, it's affecting the neurons, like the way they are thinking, and oh, it's a whole issue that, I mean, God, during the next series of digital parenting, we'll really talk a lot about these things. The effects happening now, parents should be concerned, because if we don't correct it, by the time we'll get to I mean, someone sent, let me just read the message. One of the listeners sent this message. He says, Papa Daniel, says, what's happening nowadays is very serious. University graduates can't do bank reconciliation. Meanwhile, with big phones, watching movies as early as 9 a.m. at work. Why would this be happening? One, addiction.
Yeah.
Addiction. You see, so the person is now addicted to the point where the least opportunity is the phone that should be picked. The least opportunity is the phone that should be picked. And I mean, seriously, parents, yeah, the system has failed, the institutions have failed, and the biggest failure is at the parenting level. Because that's the focal point. That's where the whole essence of control, it's like the control board, that's where the whole thing should start from, controlling the children, bringing them up in the fear of God, all these things emanate from the home.
Because it is a child, like you said, a child can use the yam. Now when they go to school, they have people there to take care of them.
Yeah.
Okay, assuming your child has a phone, give them iPhone 16. if something happens right now, what can you do as parents without the house mistress or house master? What can you do?
Yeah,
they are the immediate people who are going to take care, and it's not your responsibility. You have given the child to them to take care of. So if anything happens, they are the ones to take care of the child. It's not you. But if you say that I just want to give him phone and just in case, and they are using it to do research, what kind of research?
And the issue is secondary school, because even officially now it's illegal to have
phones. But they are using it.
Yes, it's illegal.
They are using. Where do they get the phones? Where do they get the phones? I think I watched a video where I think one of the teachers collected the students were using a phone to do some videos and some stubborn things, and I think he collected the phone, and this thing, people started speaking against it. Why should the teacher do that? And this kind of a whole lot of things. So I think that they can use the yam if it's about communication.
Yeah,
because they are using the phone to do all kinds of things. For instance, they use the phone instead of hard copies of these occultic books.
PDF.
No, yeah, so they can just get it.
PDF.
Sometimes they pay for it and they have access to. But the yam, you cannot use that one.
Good.
They use the phone to visit a lot of pono.
Oh yeah, that one.
Yes. So that is what they use. So the phone that you are giving to your child, thinking that the child is going to use it
for betting.
No. They are using for betting. They are using to watch pono. They are using for phone sex with people outside campus. They are using for phone sex. Even within campus, people can be in the same room. One will be in bed and another person, and they will use the phone for that. The phone is what they are using to join groups. The same phone is what they are using to join grooves for orchotic grooves, they are using for hookups grooves, they are using for different kinds of grooves. So the phone, we think that we have good intention for them to use it, but then they are not using for that purpose. So if you really if you are really thinking about investing in your child, it's not just about the phone, but it's about your communication with the child. See to it that the spiritual upbringing of the child is also developed, because if you don't develop the spiritual life of your child, then you don't have a child. You may have invested in the best thing, can have a first grade, be the best student, but when they come to their main life, they don't have life. They don't have future, because you may have invested in the education, but you have not invested in their lives. So they come out there and they will do all kinds of things, and some of them will end up doing all kinds of things that as parent you may have regretted it, but that one, it might have been too late to do that. So I think that is the time that parents should really consider the phones that they give to their children.
I mean, it's a necessity for parents to address these issues now. I mean, it's time we go back to the drawing board. Yes, you've given the phone to a child already, you've allowed them the freedom to do some things already, but it's like, get back to a home conference and bring these issues up. Issues should be addressed again, revisit the topics and address the issues based on the knowledge that you've acquired now as a parent, or because you see, if you hear these things and as a parent you don't take the necessary steps to remedy the harm that is being caused or has been caused, then it will compound and become more serious as the years go down the line. Because see, they are in SS now, they are in GHS now, and the challenge at the university is something else. I mean, the same attitude gets compounded when they get to the university, because now it's even open-end freedom for them, quote and unquote freedom, because father and mother is not like, it's not like the SS where, but now their freedom completes university tertiary. So if even at the lower level where parental control could have been exerted to a certain degree, if you fail to do that, then at what point is it at the university that you are going to really now exert a stronger control? It's too late. But it's about dialogue, communication. I mean, God, next week we'll be talking more about the spiritual side of things, like the prayer, the devotion, all these things, the SU, the devotion book and all. But we are finishing off this evening by looking at this issue that parents have a role to play. We cannot pretend as if, you see, we cannot entrust our children to GES to, I mean, groom our children for us. No. We know how, look at how long they spend at school and home. One parent, a teacher sent me a message that they spend more time at home than at school. So even the quality, some teachers will not be able to finish their topics. Some courses have lengthy syllabus and all. So you see, all these things come to play. But if they are spending more time at home than at school, if your child is truant or your child is whatever, who then gets the ultimate blame? It's not the parents. You see, so parents, we cannot shirk our responsibility and pretend that, oh, you see, and it's sad when, even let's come lower, children, toddlers, primary, you have children, Christian parents, who unconsciously behave and act as if it's the role of Sunday school teachers at church who should raise their children for them.
Yes.
It's the role of the school, the primary school, the creche or whatever, is the role of the teachers who should train the children. So you, the parent, what is your role? Paying fees, feeding the child, clothing the child, giving shelter. That's
the end of it.
But then you failed as a parent. If this makes you a parent, then you failed.
Well, they cannot communicate with you if they have any problem to share with you so that you can help them.
Yeah. It's sad. I mean, you said it last week, you said it last 2 weeks, as to how the students feel more confident and comfortable in the confiding in SU executives to talk to them than their parents.
Yes.
That raises a whole big flag about communication breakdown, as I said, at home. Because if your child can confide in, will be comfortable to address private issues with the SU executives than you, the parents at home, then something is wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
Very, very wrong somewhere. Because you should have been the primary source, the number one point of call.
Because those who are able to communicate with their parents, definitely some of them, if not all, most of them will open up when they are going through
challenges.
They will tell them so that they can help them. But you don't communicate. You only give them food, you give them shelter, you pay their fees, they go to school, and you think that that's the end of it. No, that is not the end. That is just minute of your responsibility.
Yeah.
Because it has to do with communication. It has to do with your prayer. It has to do with how you are guiding that child.
Yeah.
That this is the way to go. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. And this is what will help you. If you have any issue, just talk to me as your father. If you have any issue, talk to me as your mother so that I can help you before going through these stages. Before. And we had our own challenges, but because maybe you open up to our parents, they help us. So if you're also going through, just open up, because definitely you face some of these things. If you talk to them this way, then when they have their issue, then they will come to you, but you don't have time to talk to them.
That's where the issue is, because parents, some parents are so busy, even when the children want to talk, they are busy. You go and come, and you see, as soon as you don't show interest, they sense that you don't have an interest in what they are coming to. You are virtually building a block.
Yeah.
And gradually, eventually, they will stop. Because if the child attempts, because it takes a lot of courage to break that mold, that difficulty to come and, okay, let me go and discuss it with my parents. And after they struggled internally to go or not to go, and then now they succeed in coming, and you give them the yellow card, go and come. I'm busy now, I'm in a meeting, I'm doing the, and then they come again. It's like you are asleep, you are tired, you tomorrow. And virtually, you are shutting that trust door. And when that door is shut, that is where the problem comes, because now they are going to confide in the bad girls and bad boys at school. They will be the ones who are going to groom them. Then the whole series of problems we've been discussing on this series, that's what is going to happen. So parents, we are rounding up this evening. We have a role to play, a huge task and responsibility. Seriously, to be a parent now, it's a full-time job.
It is.
It's because the level of the societal decadence, the challenges, the technological challenges, everything surrounding us makes parenting extremely difficult. Even the social aspects difficult. Before the spiritual aspect to another issue. So we cannot just be lazy parents now. There's no room for lazy parenting now. If we are parents, we have to be parents, because we are going to give accounts. I remember a statement a mother made some time back. He said, to bring a child to this world and for that child to go to hell, then it would have been better not to give birth. I agree, and it's right. Because if you bring a child into this world and you cannot ensure that child grows up to be a good citizen, a good person, and that child would fall into all the vices and end up in hell, then it would have been better if you didn't give birth. It would have been better. Because it's like you failed as a parent. Ultimate failure is if your child doesn't grow up in the fear of God. As a Christian, if your child doesn't grow up in the fear of God, you have failed. Because if you are going by Proverbs 16:22, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he will not depart from it. It's a principle. It's a spiritual principle. Once the right seeds have been sown and you keep watering it, it will grow into a good tree. But what is happening is we sow some good seeds, we allow a lot of bad seeds to be sown, and then we don't uproot the bad seeds. We allow everything, then the confusion is created, then gradually we are affecting we are letting them go off wayward. But I believe people are learning something, those listening and those who listen subsequently the recorded edition. This is Eben. I have Pastor Billy Bosu of the SU Ashanti region joining this evening. This is recorded. It will be uploaded to spiritissues.info and to the Telegram group Spirit Issues. God willing, next week we'll be continuing and we'll be talking a lot more about how we should do these things, parenting, what's our role, the things we should do, the type of discussions, how to approach all these things. God willing, next week we'll be talking about it. Thank you for tuning in. Good night and God bless you.
There's no greater sacrifice.